Welcome to Update One, the podcast of the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. Update One provides a forum for listeners to learn about national stories focusing on news, politics, and current events. Now, the latest edition of Update One.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for joining us today here in this episode of Update One. I'm Molly McCluskey, chair of the International Correspondents Committee and a member of the Board of Governors here at the club. And I'm speaking with Giovanna Del Dotto to discuss her book, Reporting at the Southern Borders, Journalism and Public Debates on Immigration in the U.S. and the EU. Giovanna, welcome.
Thank you so much, Molly. It's great to be here.
You make the case in the book that the bulk of the media attention around immigration has been captured in boats and fences. And it seems we can't turn on the news, power up our tablets, or open a newspaper without hearing about a ship of migrants that's capsized in the Mediterranean or calls for a higher, stronger, or longer fence along the U.S.-Mexican border. And boats and fences certainly make for great visuals, but how have these images shaped the overall debate on immigration?
Well, that's a great question. And let me say, first of all, that, of course, it is extremely tragic that we are talking about boats and fences, which usually implies a huge human cost. In both the Mediterranean and along the U.S.-Mexican border, there's almost daily tragedies of people who lose their lives in trying to come across legally into either the United States or Europe. So it certainly deserves its share of the public's attention. The problem is that by focusing only on that, we forget everything else that's not highly striking, that does not make for either great television or great pictures. And that's, first of all, the vast majority of the migratory flow, both in the European Union and the U.S., that is legal migrant. And by doing that, we sort of tend not to think about how can we reform the legal immigration system, which obviously will have a huge impact on how people can come legally as opposed to illegally. The second issue that is problematic is that by focusing on fences and boats, as you said, it makes us think that all that immigration is about is the travel of a few individuals. And we ignore the larger socio-political economic issues that really drive migration in both countries. I have done a quick look at census figures for the U.S. particularly and have come up with the figure that our predominant media image, which is the undocumented immigrant from Mexico coming across the deserts in the southwestern United States, is actually 17% of the foreign-born population in the U.S., which means that by focusing on that image, which is pretty much all we see in the U.S. context, we're ignoring 83% of the foreign-born population. And that's a pretty distorted perspective.
And what are some of these topics, aside from just the migration of individuals or boats or people coming across fences, as it were, that really aren't being covered? The economic and political factors that drive people away from their homelands?
That definitely is the first aspect. And in large part because, unfortunately, there has been a very significant retrenchment of U.S. journalistic resources from covering the rest of the world. We don't have a lot about why do people leave. Mm-hmm. I was talking with some colleagues in Mexico, and they say that whenever there is a dead body in the desert, the story is, where were they coming from? And, you know, so you do the story about the family that's grieving. And again, that certainly has its role and it's important, but it's much harder to dig into what were the circumstances, what pushed them away. So the push factors, we very rarely cover. And we have a very difficult time even getting there. This is not entirely journalists' fault. In part, again, it's managerial decisions to take, you know, to cut back on foreign news. It's also that many of these places are extremely dangerous. There are entire parts of Mexico and of Central America that are literally off limits because they're run by the narco traffickers and the cartels. So you just literally cannot even get there to report safely enough. So definitely the push factor is one issue. Another issue that has been very difficult to cover, both in the U.S. and in Europe, has been how does immigration actually change our image of who we are? Mm-hmm. Immigration is changing the way that we speak, the way that we look. So all of these issues are really important. The problem is that the second that you start talking about it and maybe some of the challenges that immigration poses, it's literally like ceding the microphone to a far xenophobic wing of politics that has been very, very vocal, but that does not represent the legitimate questioning of how is immigration reshaping us.
And yet, to talk about the economic impact either of a host nation that's struggling to welcome and accept many immigrants and migrants, or the economic factors of a country that's driving their people away, how do you balance that sort of coverage and reporting in such a way that it's not immediately transferred to a far-right agenda or claim to be undermining the very real human costs in an insensitive manner.
One of the things that I thought was really interesting is that several of our European journalists that contributed to the book wrote about how difficult it was when they were covering U.S. immigration to make it relevant to their own public. And so they literally said that one of the tricks that they used, and that's their word, was to throw in stereotypes or images from far west movies. So if you could say that there is a new immigration law in Arizona, which is where the Apaches were and, you know, the sheriffs and the old far west, then that's a reference that virtually all Europeans that grew up with, you know, Willy Coyote will be able to have an image for. How to attract the public to the more important, less spectacular bits of news is definitely a very big challenge.
This is Molly McCleskey with Update One, speaking with Giovanna Del Torto about the challenges of reporting on immigration at the southern borders of the EU and the US. And Giovanna, you made an interesting point before. You said the word constituency. And I know how the US and how the EU have adapted to mass migration has changed depending on political factions. And the US particularly has taken the approach that immigrants are future voters, whereas the EU hasn't necessarily taken that approach. Have you seen this play out in different ways?
Very clearly, and even in the media coverage. In the US, the focus is very much on the legal aspect. So it's the illegal alien, as some people would prefer people to be called, or the undocumented migrant, on the other hand. But the focus is really on these are workers, they're generally good people who are coming here with an understanding that, yes, most of them, in fact, are employed, which is a very big difference with general migrant profile, undocumented migrant profile in the EU, as well as, like you say, future voters. So there is, I mean, we saw very clearly in the last two presidential election cycles that white men are no longer really the decisive factors. So there is a sensitivity in the US, if I can use that word, that does not exist quite yet in Europe. It also, in the US, branches off a perception of the nation of immigrants that is still very much part of our self-understanding of who we are that does not really have any counterpart in the European context. What's interesting is that discourse around immigration and the challenges that it poses to the politics and policies of various countries in European countries is very much cultural, religious, and race-based. So in other words, the scary immigrant is the black Muslim from Africa who's going to live off welfare. In the US, even the most strict anti-immigration proponents will say, we have nothing against legal immigrants, it's against undocumented immigrants. Mm-hmm. Think of something like SB 1070, the law that was passed in Arizona in 2010. What that did was enable, in fact, require local law enforcement to inquire into immigration status of people that they stopped for routine violation. Let's not lie, there is a racial and ethnic component to what we think is suspicion of illegal immigrant. I mean, I'm pretty sure that, you know, somebody of Scandinavian descent who very well might be here illegally would probably not get stopped on the streets of Tucson.
We don't pull over undocumented Canadians, for instance.
There you go.
And we talked a little bit earlier about this idea of cultural identity as a nation and what welcoming of the other, for lack of a better term, would do to a culture, a language, a national identity. And I think that that's something that's a little different in the United States than it is in Europe, because of course we have this long tradition. We are a country of immigrants. My ancestors came over on the boat from Ireland. But when I lived in Greece and was reporting in Greece, there's that idea of what is authentically Greek, or what is authentically British, or what is authentically Spanish. And those conversations seem to be a little bit different than the ones that we're having here in the States.
Definitely. We found that repeatedly. And we also found that this cultural issue is really the predominant one in the coverage of immigration throughout European countries, where the question of national identity is much more related to bloodlines than to people who voted with their feet, so to speak, and got off the boat and got here.
We saw that in the last European Parliament elections, of course, the rise both of not just the far right groups, but the far left groups, and this idea that hopefully they'll cancel each other out and not have enough of a coalition in Parliament to be able to impact any real change. But of course, that still remains to be seen as we go forward. Just a quick note, this is Molly McCleskey with Giovanna Del Torto speaking about the challenges of reporting on immigration from the southern borders of the US and the EU. And Giovanna, I know you were an assistant professor at the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at the University of Minnesota, and as such, you speak to your students about these challenges and not just speaking to the very narrow images that boats and fences give us. What are some of the tips that you tell your students that would be valuable to National Press Club members and journalists everywhere?
The first thing to do is really do your homework. Doing homework enough that you will know to challenge the people that are giving you the pat answer. The second point, I really believe that you cannot report in any good way unless you're on the ground. And that's very problematic because some of the places where immigration especially is coming from, as I've said before, are exceptionally dangerous. There's a very, very high rate of murder of journalists. It has become almost impossible for journalists to actually travel there and make it out alive. The third is to try to do more explanatory journalism. You don't need to be boring. Draw the reader in with a powerful image, a powerful personal narrative, but then broaden it up into the larger issues so that it's not just a vignette.
That's really great information and really helpful. And speaking of doing your homework, I just wanted to mention your book, which is now out in paperback, Reporting at the Southern Borders, Journalism and Public Debates on Immigration in the U.S. and the EU, which you co-edited with Vicky Birchfield. And one of the things I really enjoyed about this book was it very easily could have been a textbook. It very easily could have been a very dry, current events, cultural affairs sort of book, and it's not. It actually was very engaging. I found it personally enlightening, not just as a foreign correspondent myself, but as somebody who has not really covered immigration in depth and really wanted to understand more of what the issues are, and as well as have examples of really great reporting. Great, great read. Overall, the book is excellent. Giovanna Del Torto, thank you so much for being here with us today on Update One, the National Press Club podcast.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
You have been listening to Update One, a production of the National Press Club's Broadcast Committee. You can comment on this show or any episode of Update One by going to facebook.com/PressClubDC or on Twitter @PressClubDC. Thanks for listening to Update One.